This week, the editor of the Hayward, Wisconsin-based News from Indian Country, Paul DeMaine, filed a response to a libel lawsuit filed against him by Peltier's attorney. In it, DeMaine denies allegations that accuse him of publishing lies about Peltier's guilt in the FBI murders and Peltier's role in the execution-style murder of a fellow American Indian Movement activist, Anna Mae Aquash. But DeMaine says the lawsuit isn't just about these murder cases. He says it's about Native Americans admitting to past abuses of militants who championed Indian rights in the 1970s. He says some of his sources may testify in a federal murder trial this summer in the Anna Mae Aquash case.
The people who are going to get up there and take the stand and repeat some of the things that I've said are legitimate, credible people within the movement that want to clean up their own act. It is Native people who want to be able to say we can hold our own people responsible for the crimes they've committed by stepping forward and saying this was an injustice and it needs to be fixed.
Leonard Peltier's Defense Committee is an international organization with thousands of supporters. They've been so successful in promoting his innocence that President Clinton seriously considered granting him clemency. He only changed his mind after intense pressure from the former governor of South Dakota. If DeMaine's allegations about wrongdoing by Peltier and other leaders of the American Indian Movement reveal Peltier as a murderer instead of a martyr, it will be hard for many of his diehard supporters to stomach. Native American journalist Patty Lowe of Wisconsin Public Television says it will be devastating to many.
It's like a baby grand piano falling 10 stories. It's going to shatter when it hits, and it's going to hurt like heck.
Still, Lowe says whether or not Peltier survives as a hero, he inspired some positive activism that helped others advance the cause of Native American rights.
Leonard Peltier was extremely useful to Native people as a symbol of historic injustices and shoddy treatment. And as a human rights symbol, he has been extremely valuable.
Peltier's attorney would not comment on tape for this story. Barry Bachrach says the Leonard Peltier Defense Committee stands by its accusations that Paul DeMaine has libeled Leonard. DeMaine says his next step will be to ask the court to dismiss the suit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.